Amen. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. And give God, as you stand, raise your right hand and just give God a hand praise of thanks. And while you got your right hand up, raise up your left hand. Amen. Amen. You look like Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen. Right hand up, left hand up. Have a seat. Amen. Amen. Right hand up, left hand up. It's called surrender. God is good and worthy of our praise. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, giving thanks to Pastor, giving thanks to Reverend Shirley. And really, Reverend Shirley, I do have my time. Keep it, Lisa, keep it up at 6:05. Pastor said 4. We can do 4. But at this time, I want to just go right to the Word of God. Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. I'm starting at verse 39. I'm going to stop at 43, and that's our word for the night. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, and that's the one on the right, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same denomination or condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our own deeds. But this man in the middle has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise." Amen? Amen. Amen. See, God is good. Because however I started my life, I started my life however I started my life. And then I went through my life and I did what I do in my life. But at the end, I can look at Jesus and say, "Jesus, but remember me. I know I did wrong, but remember me when you get into your kingdom." See, one thing I've done, I've represented Jesus Christ. I let him know that I know who he is, and I want to go and be with him in glory. This man on this cross, he came to a realization. He must have went to some either Sunday school or Bible study somewhere in his life, and he had to remember, "Hey, I don't want to go to hell, because my sermon for tonight is serving God, desiring Christ." Desiring Christ. My subtopic is two ways to respond to suffering. Either when you suffer, it's going to be a good thing, or it's going to be a bad thing. And if it's going to be a bad thing, then guess what? God has made it so that we know where bad things end up. In hell. If you do the good things, you're going to go to heaven. So, knowing the word given for tonight, either you're going to be doing the good thing or the bad thing. Whatever thing you do, you're going to be given a just reward for it. So we have to choose that which we are going to live by and through, which is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen.